Previously on Boy Meets World.
Something bad happened, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Then tell me.
I can't. Okay, you just gotta talk to Topanga.
My family and I are moving.
To a different house on the same block you live on now.
We're leaving Philadelphia.
So you're saying that she can't move if we're really supposed to be together, can she?
Not if TV is the true mirror of our lives.
Now, the doctor on ER, she really left.
ER's real.
Corey, will you just give me a hug and a kiss and say goodbye to me?
No.
Now, don't be such a rushy boy.
A rushy boy?
Since Rosie and I came to America, we really haven't been on very many dates, you know. Isn't that so, Rosie?
Yes, and I suppose as such, Becky and I have a little catching up to do.
You're wicked.
Did you hear that, Cora? They have a little catching up to do.
Well, I suppose anyone can sit on a couch. But you were clever enough to choose the cozy chair.
Clever indeed.
Are you just as clever?
Hello, Topanga.
Hi.
How are you? I miss you. I miss you so much.
I didn't hear the phone ring. Did you hear the phone ring, Becky?
No, I didn't hear the phone ring. No, not at all.
Well, you miss me, too. Yes, I think about you every day.
You hung up the phone on Topanga. I hung up on nobody, Corey. The phone has to ring for somebody to be on it.
Not when you're in love.
Or nuts. You're killing me, man.
I haven't done anything.
That is exactly what the problem is. You have a beautiful girl from another country who doesn't understand our language. And you haven't done a thing.
Well, the night is young.
Oh, you're wicked.
Listen, Sean, I am getting to know Rosie, okay? Maybe I just move a little slower than you.
Well, move a little faster. They're only here on a 6-month visa.
I told you about that one.
You were right.
I'm just worried about Topanga.
Please, for one night, I beg of you. There is no Topanga. If you care about me at all, and even if you don't care about me, but could someday care about me, then go.
Now, if memory serves, the point I was trying to make was...
Well, I guess we should kiss now.
I suppose we could. You don't have to. We can. Do I make you sad?
No, no. I think you're very delightful, and I think you speak English quite well.
Thank you.
It's just that I've been going out with this girl for, like, 16 years.
Kill you!
A girl named Topanga. Come here. You see, we first met when we were 8 months old in a sandbox.
She was your first girlfriend, then?
I'm pretty sure. You know, and I always thought we were meant to be together for the rest of our lives, but 2 weeks ago, she moved to Pittsburgh. And I never got a chance to say goodbye. And that I love her. And, you know, what if I never get a chance to tell her? Will she know?
That is the most beautiful and heartfelt thing I have ever heard.
Thank you.
Would you mind very much if I cried my eyes out just right now?
Would it be okay if I cried with you?
That would be wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, he seems to be quite the rushy boy, too.
Oh, well, I taught him everything he knows.
Dinner.
Come on.
Good boy. Good boy. Get you out of the rain.
Is it raining?
Hey, Mommy, Daddy, I found this wounded puppy outside. Can we keep him? Can we?
Corey, I know this is tough on you, son, but you can't go on avoiding life.
You know something, Cor? He's absolutely right. I mean, I had the same problem when I broke up with Francesca. There was a lot of pain. There was a lot of heartache. But eventually time stepped in, and I got over my devastating loss.
Who's Francesca?
There is no Francesca. I'm just trying to help.
Nobody wants that.
Okay.
Listen, Cor, I was thinking, why don't we just drive down to Pittsburgh this weekend, huh? I need to see some suppliers, and you can spend some time with Topanga.
I don't think that's the best idea, Alan.
Mom, you know what? I know how you feel, okay? You've made it real clear how you feel.
My feelings are for you. I don't want you to be in pain.
No, you just don't want me and Topanga to be together.
I don't want you to be sick over Topanga. Of course, she isn't here anymore. And to tell you the truth, I think this presents you with a good opportunity to get to know other girls.
Mom, I don't want to know other girls, okay?
See, I don't think that's healthy.
Topanga and I would have been together for the rest of our lives.
No, you wouldn't have been. You both have to get to know other people to make a choice like that. I had relationships with four other men before I met your father.
Ma!
I know three.
Well, you know what, Mom? I'm sure you'll be real happy to know that I'm not going to go to Pittsburgh, okay?
Why not? You and Topanga have a fight?
No, no fight. I just realized that I'm the one making all the phone calls. I'm the one writing all the letters. But I will not be the one who travels 300 miles to be rejected and look like a fool. So if life doesn't want me and Topanga together, then you can't fight life, can you?
Corey.
Hang on. Well, you know, wet and everything. I missed you. I missed you so much.
Hi, Topanga.
Hi, honey. Your parents want to come in?
Actually, there are no parents.
So your parents dropped you off?
I'm betting no.
Didn't think about you.
I wasn't doing too good either.
Topanga. Your parents don't know you're here, do they?
No. No, they don't.
Topanga, your parents are going to be very worried about you.
Why would they be worried about me now? They weren't worried about me when they decided to move. I told them how much Corey meant to me and how I couldn't be away from him. They said I was too young to say things like that. That I didn't know.
So you ran away from them?
I ran away to Corey.
Okay. Just got serious now.
Topanga, I'm going to have to call them.
No, Mom. Didn't you hear what she just said? Her parents don't understand her. Okay, just like you two don't understand me. We want to be together, okay? That's what we want.
Topanga, I know you miss Corey, but to come here without your parents' permission, that's just wrong.
How can it be wrong, Mom, if she loves me enough to do that? I mean, I'm sorry I didn't do it myself.
Help me, Ellen.
First of all, we are not the enemy. We understand that you two want to be together, but this is not the way to go about it.
I'm calling.
Listen, I promise no one is going to take you away from me. I promise.
We have to.
So the first day we didn't connect was Monday, but I figured you were busy with school and you had a lot of other stuff to do. But then, you know, we missed Tuesday and Wednesday, and I started wondering, who are you with?
Corey, I could have sat and talked to you on the phone every day. But it was just the phone, and every time I hung up, it got harder for me. I just tried to stay busy.
Well, does busy include going to the school dance with your new friends?
How'd you know?
It was a guess.
It was just something to do. And I had a lousy time because all I thought about was you. You missed a phone call or two. What were you up to?
Listen, if I missed a phone call, it was because I was out at the mailbox checking for a letter.
Hey, Corey, the Sparrow sisters called. They want to see us again.
Hey, Topanga?
Naturally, I told them you were married.
So, the Sparrow sisters, they were in your mailbox, were they?
Trust me. I love you.
I know you do.
I love you too.
Okay, your hair's wet, you're wearing Corey's clothes. You ran away, didn't you? She gets that from me. Hey, she ran away! Bad, bad, bad girl!
I called your folks, Topanga, let them know that you're here and that you're all right.
And later on,
what, Mom? She's going back to her house? Then fine. I'm going with her. We can do this again there.
Corey, you live here. Topanga lives in Pittsburgh. I didn't do it. Stop jumping on me.
No, Mom. I'm not jumping on you because of where we live, all right? I'm jumping on you because you seem happy about this. I mean, why don't you want us to be together?
I hear yelling.
Eric, upstairs.
No, I hear yelling. I'm not involved. I'm staying.
You cannot make adult life decisions without adult life experiences behind those decisions to make them stand up.
Mom, I love her.
So you say, Corey. But what does love mean to you at 16 years old? I have been with your father for 22 years, and I am just now beginning to realize what love really means.
Wait, there. Was I a big surprise?
Okay, Corey, you educate me. You tell me what love means to you.
Mom, listen, I haven't been together with Topanga for 22 years, but we have been together for 16. Okay, that's a lot longer than most couples have been together. I mean, when we were born, you told me that we used to take walks in our strollers together around the block. When we were two, we were best friends. I mean, I knew everything about this girl. I knew her favorite color. I knew her favorite food. Then we got to be six, you know, and Eric made fun of me because it wasn't cool to have a best friend that's a girl or to even know a girl.
Yeah, and you listen to me, idiot.
So for the next 7 years, I threw dirt at her. I like to call those the lost years.
You were the one who made him throw dirt at me?
You're a girl, Noogiehead.
And then when I was 13, Mom, she put me up against my locker. She kissed me. I mean, she gave me my first kiss. She taught me how to dance. She always was talking about these crazy things, and I never understood a word she said. All I understood was that she was the girl I sat up every night thinking about. And when I'm with her, I feel happy to be alive. Like I can do anything. Even talk to you like this. So that's what I think is love, Mom. When I'm better because she's here. And now she won't be. So I'm finished.
I think it's a good thing that Corey is the only boy I've ever loved. And I was looking forward to doing all of the things that people do who are in love. With Corey. And not with just some guy in Pittsburgh because I'm there.
Well, should I call the caterers? Never mind, they're here.
No, that would be Topanga's aunt.
My aunt? Aunt Prudence?
Your parents said they were going to call her.
Hey, maybe she'll be on our side.
No, not my aunt.
Well, maybe she'll realize that we're Romeo and Juliet. We belong together.
Look, my aunt has never been in love, never been married, and wouldn't even know who Romeo and Juliet were.
Hello, I'm Topanga's aunt.
Okay, now how's that possible? Because my aunt looks like an elephant.
That is my sister you're talking about?
She does, man.
Hi, I'm Alan Matthews. This is my wife, Amy.
Prudence Curtis. Hello, Topanga.
Aunt Prue.
And this must be the young man who has my niece so smitten.
Hi, I'm Corey Matthews. Listen, you're my last chance. Please don't take her away.
I'm sorry, Corey, but my instructions are to take Topanga home with me and put her on the train to Pittsburgh first thing in the morning.
Corey, help.
Topanga, I don't know what to do, okay? Everyone seems to want us apart. Except Dad. Dad, listen, you really haven't said anything during this whole time. Are you going to let her take her away?
I don't think I'm going to have to.
What?
Well, you know, you may have known Topanga since you were born, but I've known your mother, like, forever. Okay?
So?
So, what I know about your mother, besides her favorite food and color, spaghetti and red, and the thing that I respect in her the most is that she has always put her faith in love when she sees it, when she recognizes it. Which is why she chose me, when her parents told her not to.
Yeah, but Dad, she wants us to have other relationships.
Love is faith, Corey. Do you love your mother?
Yeah, of course I do.
Then have faith.
It would be wrong for Topanga to go back to Pittsburgh.
Guess I have a lot to learn.
Certainly you're not suggesting that I let some puppy love between two 16-year-old children interfere with her parents' wishes.
I am suggesting that Topanga was born in Philadelphia and has spent her entire life here. All of her friends, everything she knows, is here. And to rip her out of high school in her junior year and drag her to Pittsburgh, where she has to make new friends for 1 year and then have to leave again for college, is irresponsible.
Are you saying that my sister and brother-in-law are irresponsible?
Yes, I am.
Then keep talking.
I have known Topanga for 16 years, too. It's hard not to love her. Everything Corey says she is, she is. And no matter how old Corey is, it will be hard for him to find better.
Mom.
You're my son. I never want you to be in pain.
Topanga, Corey, would you excuse us so that I may speak to Mr. and Mrs. Matthews?
Oh, I'm staying.
Mr. Matthews. Miss Lawrence. No, no, this isn't the classroom, Mr. Matthews, as you were. Even though this isn't the classroom at the moment, would you mind if I taught you a lesson anyway?
Please.
Believe it or not, there was a time in my life when I cared for someone as deeply as you two care for each other now.
You believe we love each other?
And for no reason I understood, my wife was taken from me, and I haven't been so deeply in love since.
Feeny believes we love each other.
I believe that when you find love, you hold on to it and cherish it, because there is nothing finer, and it may never come again. And that, my dears, is the most important thing that I could teach you.
Who is that guy?
That's Mr. Feeney.
He knows everything.
No, he doesn't.
Beg your pardon.
Prudence Curtis. I'm Topanga's aunt.
George Feeney. I'm Topanga's teacher.
Well, I don't know that I appreciate what you're teaching these children, sir. To plant wild ideas about true love in young undeveloped minds is as irresponsible as my sister and brother-in-law ripping her from the only environment she's ever known at this delicate time.
Madam, if you choose to question my opinions, then you disregard 38 years in the public school system, where I have borne the responsibility of those opinions for 30,000 students. None held in higher regard than Mr. Matthews and Miss Lawrence.
You like me?
Stay out of this.
The only thing I presume, sir, is that you're as verbose as you are snappy.
Oh. Well, then. There we are.
Topanga, your aunt has something to tell you.
I have spoken to your parents, and while I don't condone the intensity or exclusivity of this relationship, I also cannot condone the actions of my sister and brother-in-law. Therefore, I've decided, and they have agreed, that if you'd like to live with me during the remainder of your high school education, I'd be happy to have you.
I'm verbose.
Did you hear what she said?
She said you're staying here.